Was you cut this off of ponds up at the ranch? Or where did you cut the ice that you used up at the ranch?
Well, at the ranch, we cut it off a little lake that was out there. There's a pond up at the, we could have cut it there. And then they cut the water in the creeks. My goodness, that was 3 and 4 feet deep.
Did they have names in the old days, or you can remember, for different types of freezing and thawing ice? Did they have different names for thicknesses of ice, or ice if it was thawing out, or ice if it was freezing?
Yes, they did, but you know, I don't know what it was. You tell me the name and I'll tell you.
I really
you
don't
know,
and that's
you
why
don't...
I was asking. I was kind of trying to see.
Well, we had a sheet ice that was, when we skated on those skates up there, and we attached those to our boots with skate key. Did you know about skate keys? Mm-hmm. Well, your name was Mud if you ever lost the skate key. But anyway, there was sheet ice that, or shell ice, that was real thin, and if you were skating and hit that, you know, you were gone because you were into the hard ice. And it would be a thawed ice, and then it would freeze over, and maybe it was slushy ice and thawed, and then you'd get this shell kind of shell ice, and that could just send you on your ear.
That is wonderful. You're the one of the few people I've known who've been able to talk about that and know the different kinds of ices. Because I've been wondering about that all summer and haven't really ran across anybody who could tell me kind of differences.
I think that the fact that we skated up here, that was our winter fun, you know, and we all had skates just like this, and we all wore high-top boots that came up to here with thick soles on them in the wintertime. Somewhat like Amelia Earhart wore in her fly iron.
Yeah.
You know the kind of boot I'm talking about. And we put our skates on that. That was before shoe skates. And the kid that had, you always put the skate key around your neck on a shoestring. And if you lost that skate key, your name was, you just were done. Because nobody could get their skates back on, you know. But that was our fun. We used to go down to the creek through here, and every night, every other night or so, sometimes we didn't have wood, we'd burn rubber tires. And then we'd bake apples and roast marshmallows on rubber tires. Think of the toxins we got out of that.
Oh, God, I know. Isn't that something? Thank God you didn't know.
Oh, I know. But we used to have some great skating parties.
I'm sure in the wintertime they had to be careful about if you were out too long, you might get an injury.
Frostbite.
Yeah, frostbite. Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of frostbite that people could get?
Oh, I think that there was frostbite was minor, and then a plain frozen finger with something else.
Okay.
You know?
Did you ever hear of something you might get on your feet if you were a little kid and you were out playing a lot? I was wondering if you ever heard
chilblains?
Of
chilblains?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chilblains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that wasn't like a frostbite, but it was just your feet got numb.
Well, your feet had been nipped a little bit to start that, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's a word you don't hear much anymore.
No, you don't.
Chilblains. A couple of expressions I wanted to ask you about. If it's been a real calm day around here and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might turn to someone and say, the wind is really...
No, rising, or the wind is coming up, I think we were...
Wind is coming up. How about if it's been windy all day and suddenly it dies down, you'd say the wind is...
The wind is calm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you've had a really hot day up here, you might turn to someone and say, it's been hotter than...
Hades.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about if you've had a really cold day, 50 below, you might turn to someone and say, today it's just been colder than...
Well, probably what I would want to say would not be where it would be known as cold. Colder than hell. You know.
Colder than hell, yeah. Well, that's what I would probably say, what would you call a period of time when it's real dry and you have no rain?
Dry.
Okay. Would you ever call it a dry spell?
Yes, we would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, what would you say? Would you say it's been drier than... Is there an expression? I'm just wondering what the expression in this area might be. Drier than...
I can't think of any... Pardon me. I can't think of any particular thing that...